1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station. 18 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:42 is our time. It's time for the WHTC Bowling Report, presented by Zealand Lanes and by Coop and Burr Insurance. It's Tuesday, which means it's the ladies' turn to step up in front. And that means Mary Beverly will check what the ladies have been doing in the Howland-Zealand area. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, and a grand and glorious morning. And let's say good morning to all of the Catherines and Cathys this morning.
And the Kates, too.
And Katie. Oh, yeah, we got to say good morning to the Kates. And I want to wish all of our listeners a safe and blessed holiday. Come back to us safe next week, Tuesday morning. Here are the high scores for the week ending November 23rd. Lori Kirkland from the Sunshine League with a 255. Courtney Garvelink, 245 on the Four Star League. Then I have another 245. Belle Guerrera had that on the Saturday Night Fever. Also from Saturday Night Fever, Tara Howe, 241. Tammy Newberry, 223, Four Star League. From the Friday Night Rollers, a 218 for Diana Stitt. Chelsea Kirkland had a 216 on the Sunshine League. Sharon Childress from the Four Star League with a 216. Carol DeYoung with a 212, also from the Four Star League. Another 212, that was rolled by Amner Fortney on the Friday Night Rollers, and those are our top 10 for the week. Women's High Series, Courtney Garvelink, 692 on the Four Star League. Sunshine League, it was Lori Kirkland, 667. 629 for Belle Guerrera from the Saturday Night Fever. On the Four Star League, Tammy Newberry, 606. And then I've got a 587 for Robin Veenhoven on the Sunshine League. 585 for Carol DeYoung from Four Star. Friday Night Rollers, it was Jean Newton with a 581. And Deb Dams from the Four Star League with a 575. And then I have Chelsea Kirkland from Sunshine League with a 568. Amber Fortney from Friday Night Rollers had a 566. And those are our top 10 series for the week. This past weekend was the first weekend of our Tulip City Mixed Doubles at Northland Lanes. Squads were small. And remember, everybody, you can enter the tournament more than once, as long as you come in with a different partner. And after your initial entry fee, your entry fee will be reduced by $5. Had a great time. Had the privilege of bowling with Tammy and Dale Newberry on Saturday, and they just bowled lights out. They turned in with their handicap of 15-32. Their games were just awesome. You can get all the standings on our website at greaterhollandbowling.com, and that is updated. You can also find the top 10. And, of course, this Tulip City Mixed Doubles continues for the next two weekends at Northland Lanes. And, as I said, it is a walk-in tournament. We will accept entries up until about 45 minutes before the last squad, which is December 8th. And those squad times are 1 and 3 o'clock. Hope to have a good turnout. We're on our way. And I think that's going to about wrap it up for the week. We will have scores again next Tuesday. And looking forward to talking to you then.
Thank you very much, Mary Beverly, with the Ladies Bowling Report. Have a good holiday, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
All right.
That's Mary Beverly with the WHTC Ladies Bowling Report, presented by Zealand Lanes and by Coop and Burr Insurance on 1450 WHTC, Allen's hometown station, and online at WHTC.com.